Hey, I have a question for you. By the way, I'm Randy Carlson. Here's the question. Does your faith have a place in the workplace? Does your faith have a place there? And if so, how? We're going to talk about that today. The Bible, as Christians, we talk about salt and light. The world may not know what that means. We kind of do, don't we? We salt and light. What does that mean? And what place does that play in the workplace? That's our focus today from the Intentional Living Center.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a counselor and conference speaker, best-selling author, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. You know, it seems there are fewer and fewer opportunities to be able to share the gospel at your place of work. Indeed, it may be in violation of some company rules, but that shouldn't stop you from being salt and light at work. And if you've had that privilege, we'd love to hear your story. So call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. And now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where the sun is always shining, here's Dr. Randy.
Yeah, usually. Thanks, Kurt. And we do welcome you. There's five essential areas of life. First and foremost, foundational is our faith, of course. Then we talk about relationships, family, and if you're single, other relationships. We focus on finance, and then health, and then work. Work is a huge part of the essential areas of our lives. And you may be in the marketplace today where there has been a, as we used to say in our family, a kibosh put on. I don't know what a kibosh is, but a kibosh put on the ability to share your faith, and you don't know how to do it, and should you or shouldn't you? And the Bible says we're to be salt and light, which we know salt preserves and also gives flavor. Light obviously puts a light on darkness in a dark place. And so how do we take our faith into the workplace? We're fortunate here in our setting at our Intentional Living Center and our ministry to all be Christians. We're followers of Christ. Now, it's not a perfect place. We have other issues here. I think working in a Christian environment, the problem is we have unrealistic expectations of each other sometimes. Because we're Christians, we think we're going to be, you know, perfect, little halos around our head. And we're not going to have bad days and say nasty things and be critical. And yet we do all those things. I've done it probably within the last 48 hours. And that's just part of life. But when we're in the marketplace where there isn't a shared goal or a focus around our faith, it can be rather problematic. And so the question today is, how does faith make a difference in the workplace for you? Really practical things. What are you doing? How do you do that? I'd like to hear it. 888-888-1717. You can come on through Facebook at Intentional Living or our website at theintentionallife.com. Stories, questions, and I've got three or four specific things I want to share with you today on how to be, as we as Christians call it, salt and light in the workplace.
Hi, many years ago, I was in management and went through a downsizing. And a door was opened for another job. They actually called me. And I took the job and worked in a warehouse setting where every day I listened to men swear and curse. And every day I asked God, why did you put me in this job? Because the door did open. And I was there a year, and at the end of the time, when nothing was happening in the company that seemed unsteady, the gentleman I worked with got cancer. And I realized that God had brought me there for this gentleman because I was there every day to encourage him and point him towards the Lord. And when he left, because he was dying within 2 weeks, I was called in and I was let go. And I'm always amazed that even though I dealt with a situation that was very uncomfortable being a Christian, I was there for one particular person. But sometimes God has us there for something other than working and receiving a paycheck.
That's, what a perspective. You know, that is the very first question we have to ask is the why of work. Obviously, to feed our family and to work hard, and we know that. I mean, that's part of, you know, we're wired that way as human beings to work. But why? Why do you go to work? Scripture says work is unto the Lord, not to men. Which should mean that we work harder. We want the business to succeed, even if it's not our own, which involves honesty and going the extra mile and care for customers. And then the Bible does talk about being salt and light, which means that we are to be different in the workplace, to set an example through our attitude, through our behavior in the workplace, going the extra mile. I'll tell you what, you know, those three things right there will not only help you in your career, and you're more likely to be promoted, take on more responsibility, make more money, be more successful. You will be if you do those things, more likely than if you don't. But it's also the way as Christians we should be intentional in the workplace. Let's find out what you all are saying to us here. Let's first go to Brandy in Texas, who's a mail carrier. Brandy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, are you on a walking route or you drive? What kind of mail carrier work do you do?
I'm on a rural route. I drive about 100 miles every day.
Wow. Are you doing that right now?
Yes, sir.
Well,
I've actually pulled over to talk.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. We'll get the mail comes through, rain or shine, so I know you'll get it there. But tell us, how are you being, living out your faith in that kind of environment?
Well, I feel truly blessed to have such a wonderful job, and I feel like, you know, God has blessed me to where I get to drive around and listen to a station such as y'all's station and also Air One and be encouraged through the music. And then I go into four businesses, and I deliver to about 86 customers. But I always try to go to work happy and cheerful and have a good attitude because I want, you know, for people to look at me and for my attitude to reflect not just my job but my life. And, you know, I think if somebody's feeling down and you come upon them and you see they're having a bad day, if you give them a hug or you tell them, you know what, I love you, or you know, you're just nice. Sometimes just a simple, random act of kindness can make somebody's day. So, I mean, that's what I do. I figure if I'm going to go to work, I might as well go with a good attitude and be full of life and encourage anybody that I can.
Good for you. Well, that's certainly very biblical, and it's part of what we should be like in the marketplace as Christians. The Bible even says in the book of Ephesians that we are to be tender-hearted and kind, forgiving one another as God has forgiven us. And that's an attitudinal decision. And some of us do need an attitude adjustment from time to time. I know I do. It's easy to get out of whack for lots of reasons with our attitude, and our attitude impacts our day, our health, our interactions, the morale, everything. It's just part of it, and we all can get caught up in that for sure. All right,
yes, sir.
So how far along are you? How many more miles do you have to go in your delivery day today, Brandy?
Well, I just have three more residents and three more businesses. So I'm about done.
All right. Well, you keep listening. We're glad to be on the air for you and drive
Thank
safely.
Thank you so much for encouraging me and others.
We're glad to do it, and that's why Intentional Living is on the air. Come join us. How do you take your faith into the marketplace today at 888-888-1717?
Hi, this is Steve Tanner for Intentional Living. We wanted to bring in our Intentional Living workplace expert, Linda Swindling, to talk just a little bit about sharing your faith at work. And Linda says you got to start with, what is your intention?
Are you inviting or are you invading? You know, Jesus showed his love for people by example. He worked alongside them. He cured them and helped them feel better. He did not act like a door-to-door salesperson. He didn't intimidate. Didn't invade their space. He didn't even force himself on others. Think of the thieves that hung beside him on the cross. Those two were moments from death, and yet Jesus left the one who didn't want to believe alone, and he welcomed the one who wanted to believe. So, in life, there's always a next right one step. Make sure your step makes you a good representation of your faith, and see some of the people say, you know, I really want to work alongside him or her. They have something I want. Remember, your intention is to invite, not invade. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swindling.
Right on, Linda. Thank you. Very good stuff. You know, I sat down and wrote intentionals for serving others in general service, but there are some specific things in these intentionals that you can use in the workplace. My top 10 list on serving others. The first thing I put was within the next 24 hours, look for a specific need that you can fill for a coworker and then do it. You know, find something that's going on that needs to be done. Going the extra mile. Maybe bringing them a meal, or when you're going out to bring them something as a refreshment, helping them finish a project. Maybe they need something picked up coming to work or after work. It's the small acts of service that can make a difference. and living our lives in a way that it becomes an example that our faith matters and is making a difference in our lives. That's being intentional in the marketplace. Okay, let's go to Liz in Texas. Liz, are you there?
I am.
All right. Welcome to the program. Tell me about being intentional in your workplace. What kind of work do you do?
Well, I am an office manager for a surgical practice. Hmm. 28 years ago, I was down on my knees praying for God to give me another job. And I had always worked around Christians my whole life. And God put me in an office with an agnostic. And through the years, I was able to share my faith with him. He died a few years ago with Lou Gehrig's. Mm. And I just thanked God for the gift of time that he gave the doctor before he died. And I hope that he accepted Christ before he died, but I don't really know that. But then he brought a Muslim into our practice, and I've had the opportunity to share Christ with him. No decision has been made, but every day that I go to work, I pray that I will be salt and light in that place, and I try to always do the right thing. I encourage him to do the right thing in all of our business practices. And we've had a really good working relationship now for 20 years. And I don't know that he will ever come around, but God gave me the opportunity to plant the seed. Hmm. And every day that I go to work, I just try to work as unto him, like the Bible says.
Now, what difference has that made to you, Liz, over the years? Because that's the why. That's the why you go to work, it sounds like. I didn't hear money or power or career. I heard, you know, to serve the Lord and to be a witness and do a good job. What difference has it made to you when things are tough, when the why of what you do may be different than somebody else's why?
Well, and there have been tough times through the years. I just feel like God put me there. He has never moved me from that place. And sometimes I feel a little conflicted as a Christian. But until God tells me to go somewhere else, that's where I'll be.
Well, you stay at it 28 years. Stay at it, Liz. You have opportunity in that kind of an environment to also, I'm sure, impact patients with your attitude and with your faith as they come in, you know, across your path from time to time in that environment. And God bless you for what you're doing there.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Liz.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. You know, the intentionals for serving others, number 8 on the top 10 list was this. To take the next 15 minutes, do it now. Take 15 minutes and make a list of at least 5 needs that you're aware of in the lives of people that you work with or people that you know. And then pick one person, and I'm going to put it in the context of the workplace. One person, one need, and sometime within the next 48 hours, the next 2 days, intentionally do something to meet that need. It could be a very small act. You see it, you smell it, you're aware of it, you know it's happening. And maybe even feeling a little bit pricked as I'm saying this, a little guilty saying, hey, this is a need. I know I can fail. I should act on it. Do that one thing for that one person and do it in Jesus' name. And see what difference it makes. That's part of living your faith in the marketplace. What are you doing? You can share your story with us on our storyline at 888-888-1717.
There's so many years of my life, you know, I've had difficult trials. My brother was struggling with drugs and alcohol, and so I kind of had to witness that, just kind of see our family fall apart at the seams. And it wasn't until I was about 15 on a mission trip that I had heard a speaker talk about making Christ real in your life, and it just hit me, you know, I need to be that person of Christ. I need to be that helpful testimony. to my brother and to people who are witnessing what's going on in our family, because they see me beaten down. I mean, they know that Satan's winning and that I'm not following the Lord, and the people who don't know the Lord aren't seeing anything different in me from their own lives. Listening to Intentional Living, Dr. Carlson speaking often about being intentional in your Christian life has just really helped me and helped me grow in Him.
Thank you. That's encouraging to me and to our team. That's why we do this. It's not magical. And I tell people, being intentional is not going to get you saved. God is the intentional God who saves us. Being intentional is stepping up and saying, Lord, I accept this. And now I choose to live every day intentionally in my walk with you. Not because when I do, you're going to love me more, but because when I do, I know I'm doing the next right thing that brings you glory. That is being real. I think that's what he was sharing with you. Very powerful. Thank you for sharing that. You know, on this Labor Day, I want to remind you that as you get a break from work perhaps today, that there's so many needs in the world, and we get a chance every day to share a little bit of help through radio and online to help people live intentionally. And I want to thank you for your support. If you're not a member, come and join us today. And when you do, I'm going to send you two of our top-selling books from the Intentional Living Center for Marriage and for your personal growth, along with ongoing monthly teaching from me to you every month. Come and become a member. Your monthly support matters. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and just click on donate. And thank you for your support.
Why do we do the things that are bad for us, even when we know we should stop? It could be that you're believing some lies about yourself.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Sometimes we do destructive things because we don't think we're worth anything. Maybe somebody told you something bad about yourself a long time ago, and you still believe it. You have to change your thoughts about yourself before you can get permanent change. Spend some time praying and asking God to show you the false guilt that you could be feeling. Ask God to heal your thinking. Then ask Him to help you start a new habit that matches how precious and valuable you are. You'll never regret turning around a destructive habit. You'll regret if you don't. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
I heard a testimony the other day where a caller thanked Dr. Randy because, quote, intentional living saved my marriage, unquote. Now, Dr. Randy thanked him, but he also reminded him that it was the Lord who really saved his marriage. As a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, you can help us continue to have that kind of impact in marriages, families, and lives all over the world. Join today and you'll get the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Dr. Randy's best-selling books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the One Thing wristband. And every month you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. But it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right. Thank you, my friend. And that's Kurt, by the way. And welcome back to our Intentional Living Center, focusing on one of the five essential areas of life, work, and how to, in the marketplace, bring, as we call it, as Christians, salt and light, to bring our story, to bring our faith, to bring the transformation of our lives and what Christ has done in our lives into the workplace. That's the question. Let's find out what Jordan thinks and is doing in Michigan. Jordan, welcome to Intentional Living.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Tell us, how do you share your faith, or does your faith impact your work?
Honestly, I don't exactly share my faith at work because I work at a place where there's all these different handicapped people, and It's a little bit harder there at work.
What makes it harder? What do you do?
Well, because 3 years ago I got into a car accident. I was in a coma for 3 months. I have a brain injury.
Mm.
And I recovered and everything, and now I work at this place called New Dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place for handicapped people, and I go there twice a day, and I work on Monday, or I volunteer on Monday, and then I work on Thursdays. And when I go there and I talk to these people, I can't really communicate with them as well as I can with the people at church. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you have opportunities outside the work? Do you have lunch together, or do you have friendships or things where you have an opportunity to impact lives or serve others?
Honestly, I do not anymore. Not anymore, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Jordan, first of all, thank you for your service. The fact that even though you were in a traumatic accident and were in a coma and had brain injury, that God is still very real in your life. And you can take him with wherever we go. And I think it's really important to understand that every work environment is going to be different. There are places where, you have more openness in sharing than you do others. It's, we still have that depending on the workplace. But you know what? When God is in our life, we take him inside of us. He's in us. The Bible refers to us as the temple of the living God. He doesn't reside in a building, as we see in the Old Testament, or in a place. He resides in us. And so when the Bible refers to us, Jordan, as being salt and light, followers of Christ, it flows through our attitude, it flows through our words, it flows through our service, it flows through every pore of our being, it should at least, where people are intrigued, but what makes Jordan different? You know, what makes Steve different and Cindy different and what makes Randy different and Barb and everyone else? What makes them different? What is it about their life that makes them who they are? And then that opportunity then from time to time to share with people as they ask, what's going on in your life? That becomes an intentional moment. That becomes a moment where we can be intentional in our faith. And as you do that, Jordan, it doesn't matter then so much, what quote word you say or do you buttonhole someone to, share your faith with them, but simply be that person of faith in the workplace so they're attracted to Jordan because he does such an excellent job.
Yeah.
Are you recovering, Jordan? How are you doing with your recovery?
Actually, I feel like I've recovered very well. I take medicine every 12 hours, some kind of medicine. I don't know exactly what it exactly is, but the doctor has me prescribed as some kind of medicine that I take every 12 hours, and I walk with a cane to keep me balanced.
Well, you keep up the good work, my friend, and I'm glad you called here today, Jordan.
Yeah, because I listen to Family Life Radio constantly, every single day, and I'm encouraged by them. And I wanted to talk to you guys and let you guys know what was going on in my life, at least,
Well, listen, we are glad to be there, and I know the staff at our stations appreciate that, because 24 hours a day, we're here to do that. Thank you, friend. Let's go to Monsi quickly in Arizona. Tell us, what do you do in the workplace, Monsi?
Yeah, I work for a national bank, so I have, it's very limited to what I can have out for my faith, but thank God I'm able to have a cross that is on the back of my desk, so anyone, customers that I have can see it, and that actually sparks up a lot of conversation.
Interesting.
Regarding faith and what I believe, and even inviting them to church, too, the church that I go to.
Interesting. Well, Monsi, listen, I tell you, it's you're being intentional in terms of doing what you can do. We should never try to be an offense, obviously, or do something that's an offense to our employer. We're there because they're paying us, and that's our priority, to do the work we've been called to do. But within the limits and within the opportunities that we have to be able to share our faith, sometimes even those symbols, the problem with symbols is this, then we have to live up to them. Don't you love it when you say, don't you love it when you see the bumper sticker says honk if you love Jesus and the guy's running you off the road and he's going 20 miles over the speed limit? I mean, he'd be better to leave the bumper sticker home, wouldn't he? All right, thank you for the call, Monsi, today talking about faith in the marketplace.
Hey, Dr. Carlson, this is Jeff from Montgomery, Alabama. One thing that we do at my work to be intentional is we started about 6 years ago every morning starting off with a voluntary Bible study and just a little bit of a prayer meeting. We get there about 15, 20 minutes early, and we take time to do a devotional that we have every single morning. And, you know, it doesn't guarantee that there won't be problems, but you've intentionally equipped yourself for the day. If something arises, you know how to handle it.
You know, that is the exact, I think, theme, mission, vision of intentional living. We want you to live today so you're well prepared for the stuff that's coming. Because it's coming. The Bible says there's a time and a season for everything, and too few of us prepare in the good days for the not such good days, spiritually and otherwise, living intentionally. One of the ways you can do that is build into your marriage. If you're married today, building into your marriage relationship, and I'll tell you how you can do that in just a minute.
My husband and I had the privilege of sharing Randy Carlson's marriage encounter, and it was very inspiring, uplifting, and we're already seeing a difference in our marriage, so it's been a blessing immediately. I feel that we're much more connected, and we're intentionally trying to understand the other person, which is the way we were when we first got married 30-some years ago. We figured out that I'm a head person with lots of hands, and he is a heart person. And so we're learning to appreciate that and blend together rather than try to get the other person to see our way of thinking.
Hey, listen, when you're intentional, it makes a difference. Thank you for that story. We love to hear your stories at the Intentional Living Center, 888-888-1717. She was speaking about marriage, which reminds me that coming up next month now, we begin in October, we begin the Intentional Love Marriage Conference Fall Series in Midland and Jackson, Michigan, and then in Albuquerque at the end of October, early November in Glendale and Chandler in the Phoenix area, wrapping up in Tucson on November the 10th. It's going to be just a great evening. You're going to laugh, I promise. You're going to learn. I'm going to share with you the specifics of what intentional living means for your marriage and what a difference it can make. Including love habits, how to develop love habits in your marriage. You know what? I just want you to know that when you come, I promise you're going to have a great evening. So much so, if you afterwards say, hey, this didn't help at all, and you write to us and let us know, we'll refund your fee. All the fee and everything, registration goes into the ministry to help us reach more people. Get registered today for next month. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on events. Hey, tomorrow we begin a series called Changing Your Mindset. Very powerful topic. So we'll see you right here at the Intentional Living Center.